Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hurts takes the snap. He gives it to Barkley. Barkley runs wide. Touchdown! His third of the day!
Merrill Reese, short, sweet, to the point. Eagles win. It's dominant. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So much to react to from yesterday. But Perloff, your team's going to the Super Bowl. How'd you celebrate?
I breathed for the first time in hours and hours and hours. I didn't really have time to celebrate. I was at home, didn't go to the game. I had a lot of friends at the game. They were all sending me videos. I had a buddy who got onto the field and somehow had a catch with Pete Davidson, the comedian. I don't know how that happened.
Wow.
It was, and then I watched the Broad Street, and I'm glad I wasn't here for this. Did you see the crowds that went on the street of Philadelphia? It seemed wildly, wildly dangerous, but what a party.
Who are you? What's going on? Wildly dangerous. We've seen Philadelphia fans celebrate in a dangerous way. This one seemed pretty tame.
Pretty tame. I saw a video of a guy who's like, does that guy have a gun? Yeah, who cares? Birds won. Like, it was crazy, the elation. That was, talking about fire hazards. Oh, my God.
There was a guy who climbed up to the top of a light pole, okay? And yeah, he's sitting on there, and someone tossed him a copy of Inner Excellence. Yeah. This was the most tame Eagles, you know, it's not a championship parade, NFC championship celebration that I've ever seen.
Oh, but there were in all seriousness, like that was a huge safety hazard. The amount of people they crammed into City Hall, Broad Street, like if there anything went wrong, like people would have trampled all over each other. That was not a well-designed parade.
What am I hearing? Your team's going to the Super Bowl. My team's in the gutter. I've got to try to pick myself up off the ground. I'm talking about how, oh, the silver lining, you know, I've got family members and friends that love me, you know, and you're worried about someone sprains an ankle at the,
I was worried that hundreds of people were going to stampede all over each other.
There were cops out there.
But also, too, like,
cops were, like, doing a Dougie and doing the Soldier Boy.
I will tell you, though,
I saw a cop pretend to arrest a little kid. It was quite funny. Very on brand.
That was pretend?
It was pretend.
Maybe a little over-celebrating. There is one more game.
Shocker.
There is one more game.
I can't even. Just enjoy this. Enjoy this.
I was enjoying it. Then I was like, oh, Samaje Perine in the flat. They're going to do that to us, aren't they?
Yeah, Perine wasn't even the problem.
Well, it's just somebody in the flat. It's always some Chiefs guy in the flat on a key third down. What the heck?
I know.
But anyway, it was a great win. I was a little bit wrong. I think the Commanders were actually closer to the Eagles in the final score. The fumbles really determined the game.
Absolutely. I thought the Commanders, that, you know, this is a great story overall. And we'll get back to the Bills Chiefs in a minute, but it's a great story overall. I think the NFL is better when Washington is good. It's a storied franchise that Dan Snyder had run right into a ditch. And the fact that they're good and Jaden Daniels is so exciting is great for all of us as sports fans. But man, they did everything you do to lose a game like that. Like, let's call it what it was. Jaden Daniels can be great, but you can't fumble the ball. You can't have the stupid penalties. You can't lose your composure. I mean, the silly thing that happened at the goal line was just almost like funny at this point, where they're trying to stop the tush push and they can't do it. They keep jumping over the line of scrimmage to the point where they were reprimanded by the officiating crew.
Well, we all like intensity in football, but I got to be honest, even Commanders fans, Marshawn Lattimore, dude, chill out just a little bit. They could have thrown many more flags on that guy. And also, he didn't quite live up play-wise to the level of anger that he had. He's a great player, but he's a little bit of a problem. I'm talking about the Commanders cornerback who tried to start a fight on every single play.
Yeah, and at one point it was A.J. Brown who ended up, they get into a tussle. Brown actually ends up like ripping his helmet off of his head, but didn't get called for it. So here's the referee, Sean Hockley, reprimanding, I don't know what else to call it, shaking the finger at the Washington Commanders because they kept jumping over the line of scrimmage trying to jump over the tush push.
Encroachment, defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some
point, the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
The Commanders.
This is the I will turn this car around of referee calls. If you could jump over this line or if you do encroachment one more time, I swear to God, I will turn this car around. And nobody is going to Disney World.
That's what it felt like. Can I tell you one other key play?
Yeah.
This is going to sound stupid. And I think you and I have this argument all the time. You're always like, but Perloff, it was the first quarter. The Commanders get about 5 fourth downs in a row on their first drive, get all the way down to the 15-yard line, and then kick a field goal. Why? I don't feel like Jaden Daniels can be stopped on fourth down, and I think that's why he's going to win a Super Bowl at some point. That guy is pure money. The Commanders, if they take out the fumbles, I think their ability to push Jaden Daniels through four downs makes him a really dangerous team moving forward. Like, it's fourth down and four. Is there any doubt that Jaden Daniels is going to get that first down? They're an interesting team to me because they're doing something on fourth down that no one else has ever done. We have the tush push on fourth and one. They have Jaden Daniels on fourth and three. Unstoppable.
Yeah, and it was weird that they did get kind of conservative. I think Dan Quinn got a little like worried that people would say, you take the points. What are you doing? You're on the road. You take the points early in the game. But what was not hilarious about this, but I thought what was kind of funny is after that first drive, 17-play drive to open up, right? And you end with a field goal if you're Washington. And what was everyone saying? Like, man, this is awesome. This is how you start a game. And then, boom, next play, Saquon Barkley, touchdown. Now it's 7-3. It's like, well, that was stupid. It just got erased and just tilted back to the Eagles in 13 seconds, 20 seconds, if that.
And crazy, too, because they were in a run look on defense, and they had had so much success against Saquon Barkley in the last game by moving everybody up. I heard someone say they were in a 2-6 or something, whatever. Everybody was there. Part of the problem was they were in a run look, and once Saquon got past the first level, he was gone. That was unbelievable. The Eagles fans who are nervous like me were like, well, you got to give the defense a rest, Saquon. Don't score so fast.
Well, listen, it just the Commanders helped you out here because after that Saquon Barkley, one play, 60 yards, 18 seconds. That's how long it took for the Eagles to get the lead. And then on the next drive, De'Ami Brown fumbles. Eagles turn that into a touchdown. And that's what I thought the blowout may have been on. But to the Commanders' credit, they did come back and make it a game for like another quarter and a half. Let's go to Ramon, who's in Indianapolis. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, my good people. Great Monday morning. Perloff, rejoice. Maggie's right.
One more game, Ramon.
I was with Philly fans yesterday. It was fantastic. Beautiful. Had nice jerseys on. Great people. Met some people. Your energy is fantastic, and I don't think the Commanders, in my opinion, are that close because of Saquon Barkley. The last game he had 150 yards against him, he'd been killing them around the ground. So that's going to be Maurice Jones-Drew said the difference between Philly and Kansas City in the first meeting is that they got Saquon Barkley. Now, that's a whole different thing. And Jalen Carter, an all-pro, who caused a lot of havoc on that line to Daniels. But going to Buffalo, the coaching. Maggie.
Yeah.
The coaching.
I know. They should have major regrets. Major regrets.
Why would you go for those you're in the third quarter? Why go for two then? If you kick the extra points, you're only down four. They get a field goal, you're only down seven. But Romo did call it. Hey, Kansas City looked at the film. Josh likes to go left over the guard. Okay, you get stopped the one time. When you think you go right the next time, they lined Chris Jones lined up on the left.
I know.
Right there again, over the guard again. You get stopped again. When you go differently, I don't understand what's wrong. When you put a couple tight ends in, Philadelphia has the right formula for that. It's impossible to stop it. But why would you shift over that guard again?
I don't know.
And then get stopped again.
I have no idea.
Okay,
it's like you're
that. We got to go the other way or something like that. They didn't do it. I think it was coaching.
You got to be more creative than that to beat the Chiefs.
Be more creative.
You know?
Yep. You know, Josh's going to get killed today. I don't think he should. He doesn't have as much. Cooper really didn't help him much. The number 15 or 14, I was happy with that boy played pretty well. Receiver, he actually played pretty well. He needs T. Higgins. Get T. Higgins.
You know, Ramon, thanks. It's great to hear from you. I'm reacting to everything you're saying there because I think you're spot on.
Yeah.
I don't think Josh Allen is going to get a lot of criticism because if you take Josh Allen off of this Buffalo team, what are they? I mean, they're a good team. They're not a Super Bowl contending team. You know, he is so important. the team, the city, nobody's going to be turning on Josh Allen. Don't give him a reason to try to be looking for an exit or a way out of town or whatever. As far as T. Higgins, love T. Higgins. T. Higgins has killed the Bills in the past. I just worry about the injuries. Seems like he's been dealing with some injury stuff the last couple of years, and if you're giving him $30 million or whatever it's going to be, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you have to take a risk. You got to try something.
It's expensive risk.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but where's all the other cap money going? I know you have Josh Allen and you have Deion Dawkins. I don't know who else you will need
Oliver
to pay.
Ed Oliver you paid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it doesn't feel like you have the same number of star players as some of the other contenders. Look at the Ravens. I mean, that's a team that has to pay a lot of people. Look at the Eagles. The Eagles, we mentioned all those guys. I'm not sure. Like, I'm looking at the Bills roster. I don't see where the money is exactly.
855-212-4227. Preston is in Arkansas, feeling my pain this morning, which I appreciate. What's up, Preston?
Hey, guys, first of all, I wanted Luvu to jump the line one more time because I actually had Sean Hockley at plus $1 million on Prize Picks.
Pair him together with Cleet Blakeman. Yeah.
Yeah, I am not a Bills fan, but that game last night broke me more than any sports event in recent history because, I'm not a Bills fan, but I am a fan of good versus evil. And that's exactly what it was. And evil prevailed. But here's the thing. Maggie, I am not qualified to call plays.
Yeah.
And I want to lead with that. I'm not a play caller. I'm not a coach. But can we run the football, please?
I know.
Maybe just run the football?
Well, you got James Cook has to have the ball in his hands on that last drive. The fact that he didn't touch the ball is just ridiculous.
In those critical moments, there was multiple where he just didn't get the ball. And – you know, second of all, Perloff, I want to disagree with you here for a second.
Hit me.
I think, despite the turnovers, I think if the turnovers didn't even happen, the Eagles still win that football game.
Probably, but be closer.
Looks unbelievable.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts was Super Bowl Jalen Hurts. He was on fire.
Yeah, what happened to the knee injury?
I don't know.
You were so worried. The guy takes the brace off. It was like I don't know if there's even a comp. Like I'm sure some Marvel character probably has something like this. He threw the brace away, and he looked even better.
Well, after the game, did you hear he said, Nick Sirianni finally let me out of prison and play football? So it's been Sirianni who's making Hurts bad? I mean, honestly, it has been. They finally let him go, and he was great.
Preston, thank you for the phone call. Now, here's a question, and maybe Preston actually can call us back between now and the big game and give us an official ruling here. He said the Bills versus the Chiefs was good versus evil, and evil won. I didn't say that. Preston in Arkansas said that. Who's good versus evil when it's Chiefs-Eagles?
There's only one correct answer.
Yeah, both.
No, it's the ones that are in the armpit of America. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I mean, I got to be honest. I think the Chiefs are going to become the likable team here.
No chance.
You know, I was thinking about it.
EJ,
Chiefs,
we were
Eagles,
talking,
who's the more likable team? Who's the public going to be rooting for?
We were debating pre-show out in the newsroom. You weren't there. Can EJ stick with his Chiefs hate when the Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl? So you're sticking with it.
Oh, this is the easiest assignment ever.
We already had this conversation behind the glass.
I'm very annoyed that the Eagles are here, but that's not fine. I'm not a Giants fan. I don't care about the Eagles. We need the Chiefs out of here, okay? Preston's 100% right. I mean, Andrea thought I was a madman. She thought the Jets were playing. She's like, why are you yelling so much? I'm like, we need the Chiefs gone. I could not believe how open P. Ryan was on a freaking big play, the biggest game of the biggest play of the season, and there's that guy 20 yards away from him. Like, how do these guys keep getting away with it? We can't let them get away with
it. Wait, EJ, that's not what they got away with. They got away with a catch interception that was ruled a catch, that was never a catch, that we've been watching football. Like, where's, you know, we all have no idea what a catch is. That's never called a catch. When a guy's got one hand on it and it hits the ground, that's never a catch. But for some reason, it's a catch and it sets up the Chiefs at the goal line. Of course it is. And then the second one is the 4th-and-1 play. The 4th-and-1, Josh definitely picked up the first down, but they called him short of it, and the Chiefs go the other way and score a touchdown there.
But
like,
Maggie,
that's getting away with it. The P-Ryan, I've been watching, that busted coverage,
but Maggie,
I didn't
it's
know.
All of it. It's all in one big gumbo. That's the problem, is that you can pick 15 different things. It's how good they are. It's how lucky they are. It's the refs. It's how much the other team seems to not know how to play football in the most key points in the game. Why is P-Ryan 20 yards and nobody near him?
Also, that's the first time he touched the ball the entire game.
I mean, you're sort of playing the run there. That's a tough spot. I mean, come on. You didn't tell me any team's going to stop the Chiefs in that situation. They haven't stopped them in 5 years.
That's my point.
Here's the thing. EJ could have been anybody.
Did you hate Tom Brady for doing the same thing?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
Did you hate Michael Jordan?
Me. I'm him. Yes. I hated all these people when they did this.
You even hate it. Well, I think you're a little young, but why would you hate Michael Jordan for being better than
everyone? I'm a Knicks fan. What are you talking about?
He was dropping double nickels on EJ.
Yeah, I was 5 years old.
Did you hate Mike Tyson when he was killing everybody? Like, you don't like excellence?
No, what I don't like is seeing the same thing over and over and over again. And, like, I was rooting for the Bills so hard, but as you said during this game, bro, it was so obvious. Like, man, like, Pat Mahomes is playing against farmers and plumbers, bro. It's ridiculous. Like, you're talking, like, they got no receivers. The one corner gets hurt, and all of a sudden they're like, well, the Bills won't be able to cover Xavier Worthy for the whole game. I'm like, he's one corner. You don't got nobody else on the bench? Like, why is this team so much better than everyone else? What is going on? I can't take it anymore.
See, I think despite EJ's amazing points that he's bringing up, I do think the public is going to weirdly get back on the Chiefs, and here's why. Nobody loves the Eagles. And secondly, I think people are going to start wanting to see history. Like, if you couldn't have seen the Bills take him out, if evil did prevail over good, although I don't like putting it that way, but you know what I'm saying. If you couldn't get the Bills, like, well, at least maybe we should watch history.
I think there's one thing you guys are missing. America loves Saquon Barkley. And they love dunking on the Giants, screwing up the Saquon Barkley situation. I think that America will get behind Saquon Barkley, suffering all those years with the New York Giants, going to Philadelphia and winning a Super Bowl, sticking it to Mara and those clowns who said that he wasn't worth $14 million. Yeah. I think that that's going to be the story
America?
Of the Super Bowl.
America doesn't know anything about that. They don't even know who Mara is.
Yeah. What do you mean? Every time he throws a touchdown, he's like, hey, remember he was on the Giants last year? We talk about that. Everyone knows that.
I think America knows Taylor Swift. America knows Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and they hate them.
I think you're in too deep. I think it's going to be – I think there's a whole America out there who's more agnostic towards this whole situation.
Well,
it'll go Chiefs.
I don't think it's the matchup we were really clamoring for.
Oh, my God. Even I'm like
– dying for it.
Oh, I mean, honestly, for our show purposes, I'm not blaming you for this, Maggie, but we had a real opportunity to have the Bills and the Eagles, and you blew it.
Oh, and by the way, like, I was on with our buddy Zach Gelb on Friday doing some picks, and he had come up with the perfect – show bet for Eagles Bills, and I have to give Zach full credit for it because it was his beauty of an idea. Whoever lost got the baptism by either Cheese Whiz or blue cheese. It would have been glorious,
like hot Cheese Whiz, like Game of Thrones style.
Make it room temperature.
Game of Thrones style. That was one of the most horrific scenes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we would have gotten some real publicity for a Bills Eagles Super Bowl.
Oh, my team couldn't hold up in the end of the bargain.
I'm blaming the officials.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. There's one guy that has not been blamed this morning that I'm a little annoyed about. And I'm not saying he deserves all the
Dalton
blame.
Dalton Kincaid?
Josh Allen, bro.
Don't even.
Maggie.
What did Josh Allen do wrong?
Okay, he's an MVP candidate. You get the ball with 3 minutes left. You can't get past the 50? You can't get past the 50, bro? Come on, and I'm not trying to make this about any other quarterbacks, but any circumstance where you have an MVP caliber quarterback, you get the ball with 3 minutes left, you get the ball with the 30-yard line, whatever, you only gain 17 yards, you can't even get past. All you need is a field goal. You don't only. Sorry that he came up small in that situation. They only got one first down.
Listen,
He deserves some blame for that.
I'm not going to blame Josh Allen for this, even though I think you could have blamed Allen if he was turning the ball over, if he was being reckless with the ball, that kind of thing. I think what happened is they went away from the formula. They had a formula.
Yep.
It was giving the ball to James Cook. And what happened when they were giving the ball to Cook? Allen was able to find Khalil Shakir. Yeah. He was able to find Mac Hollins. It's hard for me to put this one on Allen.
I think, though, when you get conservative, it sends a message to your team. And I think you can't all of a sudden turn it on into a 2-minute drill and then have your quarterback be the hero when all game you've been telling him you're not good enough to lead this team.
Well, the one question is the Curtis Samuel drop. Did you think that was too low of a throw? I thought he should have had it.
Oh, that was a killer.
He should have had it. You could have gotten up and run for another 25 yards. Green grass, man.
That was a well-designed play.
And it was there. You've got to catch that.
I didn't love that throw.
It wasn't a perfect throw.
No, I didn't.
It was not a perfect throw.
I just feel like.
But if it's in your hands, like, isn't that on the receiver?
Like, the Bills did a great job in keeping Mahomes to a field goal, but, like, he got them a field goal. Like, he, yeah. You know, and that's what happens with the Chiefs, and that's what's so frustrating, is that when the game's on the line, that dude with the Kermit the Frog voice is always going to outplay your quarterback. Every single time.
Yep.
And when the chips were down again, Mahomes, even though he couldn't get a touchdown because the Bills actually stood up, he still got them in field goal range for an easy field goal. And the Bills get the ball in decent position, at least get past the 50 and give them a shot. I mean, Bass looked pretty good. That field we hit earlier was money. And he didn't even get past the 50. Like, I just think we're talking about the greatest quarterbacks of all time. We put Josh Allen, one of the greatest in this generation. You don't get past the 50? All you need is a field goal? That was massively disappointing to me.
855-212-4227. Are we letting Josh Allen off the hook? Let us know what you think. Does he deserve more blame because he could not get the Bills in field goal range to tie the game? Okay, we got to take a quick break. See you guys on the phones. Keep them coming here. I love all of these. I want to get to all of you, and we will. Don't move. It's M&P.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show. I was just thinking about something. The Kansas City Chiefs fatigue is definitely real. There are definitely a lot of people who have an issue with Patrick Mahomes and KC. But I got to tell you, if you think for 1 second after 2 weeks of obnoxious Eagles fans that KC is going to be the unlikable team of this duo, no way. I mean, it's going to be wait till those Eagles fans and Gilly the King get down there, the super fan. They are going to be ridiculous. And they were totally ridiculous on Sunday. I mean, a nine-year-old kid had to get arrested for trying to climb a pole. I mean, this is...
Was that kid nine? I feel like he's more like six.
Give him life.
He was out there. It was kind of late, I guess. But here's a question. I'm trying to think of another Super Bowl where we had kind of two teams that no one really liked. Maybe Patriots Eagles.
I think
Patriots Eagles.
But at least it was Nick Foles, and it was kind of like, well, they got a backup quarterback.
I think you guys are talking personally, because I do think there are many, many Kansas City Chiefs fans out there. I think Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they're all 12-year-old girls.
I think young fans
who found football 18 months ago.
I think young agnostic fans probably picked up the Chiefs. I'll bet you there's a whole generation of Chiefs fans that's like Steelers fans back in the 70s and Cowboys fans in the 90s. I'll bet you that's all happening right now. You guys are just bitter fans who've been burned by Patrick Mahomes.
I think you underestimate how obnoxious Chiefs fans are, though. I think you're really, I mean.
Chiefs fans, it's famous. Kansas City. It's one of the smallest markets in all of pro sports.
Yes, but because of this run that Pat Mahomes has been on, they now have these higher profile people that.
Like who?
Nick Wright. We just had Karen Harrison on talk about how the Chiefs will be back next year. Maggie, even if you beat us, we're going to come back. Every time you talk to a Chiefs fan, they talk like they should because they got the dark arts on their side. So I would talk crazy too.
But dark arts.
The Chiefs fans are also very obnoxious. Brittany Mahomes spraying people with beer, and the fans are like, no, we like this. I mean, like, they're not like that likable either.
I know. The only thing is about that, I think it's the ref calls that people
that
don't like, because we also complain about the refs a lot because I think they deserve it, quite frankly. But this is what you get when you win this much, right? I mean...
No. That's not true. Like, you shouldn't get calls just because you win.
No, I'm talking about being obnoxious. Like, being a completely overconfident fan. And haven't they kind of earned that? Like,
I don't know.
I don't want to start begrudging them, because it's like, to the victor goes the spoils. I mean, you're just calling out Josh Allen in the last segment. Patrick Mahomes got it done. Josh Allen did not. Bill's coaching staff got worked. What do you do? Yeah, two controversial calls. I hated them. Hated them. The catch, interception, what was it? And then the 4th-and-1. Hated it. But you know what? Bills also made a lot of mistakes. Pre-snap penalties, stupid. Went away from James Cook, stupid. And so they also beat themselves in some way.
I don't agree with you. I think they had a worse team. I don't think it was coaching. Based on the fact that they had a worse team.
Let's go to Sean. He's in Oregon. Sean, how'd you see this thing?
I'm feeling for you, Maggie. Now, this has got to be pretty heartbreaking, and I think there's always enough blame to go around. I'm not a guy that lays blame. I mean, you could nitpick things and do that, you know, till the cows come home sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I think I will.
And I don't believe in curses. I'm not a guy that believes in curses either, but I do believe in miracles. And since about week 4 or 5, I've been calling these guys the Miracle Chiefs, and somebody needs to take them out. Because every time they win a game like this, these one-score games, these really close games, These players get a lot of confidence. And by the end of the year, they don't feel like they're going to be able to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And confidence in sports is a big thing. And I've been seeing this brewing here for the last few weeks. And it's real sad to see. You know, because I'm always – I nip things in the bud. If I see somebody getting too confident, man, I'm going to nip that in the bud real quick. And,
well,
and
what
I
could the Bills have done, though, Sean? How do you break their confidence? It's hard, right? I think the Bills were feeling confident. Sean, thanks for checking in, as always. Appreciate you. Bills had not fumbled the ball since, you know, week four. Bills were on this all-time heater in terms of playing clean, playing smart. They should have been confident also. Their kicker got all of the bad mojo worked out. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Maybe the roster just wasn't as good. They lost Christian Benford, the cornerback, and it was like the entire – defense fell apart because they did force two punts coming out of halftime.
Yes, but you also, during that time, you had the sense if the Chiefs needed to turn it on, they could, in part because Patrick Mahomes uses his legs so much in the playoffs. It's like an impossible stop. You cover everyone, boom, 8 yards, first down.
Sean is in Texas. Good morning, Sean. Sean, you there, pal?
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
Good. How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Maggie, you can't tell me you weren't already prepared. It's going to happen.
Yes, my whole life, Sean. You want to go back through the TikTok? Let's start when I'm 8 years old.
Oh, my God. No, but I just say it's time to just recognize the Chiefs, man. I can't stand myself, but their coaching, their preparation, and their poise is just like no other team in the league, quite honestly. You know?
They're on a different level. But, you know, here's the thing about this, Sean, and this is like why I have – it's not that I have trouble giving full credit to the Chiefs, and thank you for the call. I do. I'll give them the full credit. The part about this game that really chaps me is the Bills were right there. They didn't get blown out. This isn't the Commanders, you know. They were right there at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and I just want to know how life would have been different if that drive had been able to continue where Josh Allen did convert on a 4th-and-1 and they didn't give it to him. That's all I want to know.
Could have gone up 29-21, could have gone up at least 5. Big deal.
I want to know what that would have looked like. I'll never get a chance to know. Congratulations, Chiefs, but I just want to know if that would have made a difference. And I'm not saying they were robbed, but that call was huge, and it went against them.
Yeah, no, you can't argue about it. Just game flow. Also, they could have leaned on James Cook more if they had a lead in that position. This game was, as we totally both predicted, razor's edge. Ball bounce either way. It did feel inevitable the Chiefs won. But I got to ask, here's a question. I'm looking at the Bills roster. So they didn't have Taylor Rapp, and they didn't have Christian Benford for most of the game.
Yeah.
Other than Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins, other than Deion Dawkins, name one position the Bills had an advantage over the Chiefs at, personnel-wise.
Did you say Cook?
Okay, Cook. Yeah, I did not say Cook. And that's whatever. I got to tell you, I'm looking at that. It's just not a great roster. The Ravens were probably a much more talented team.
Okay, so this is the silver lining that the Bills fans, if we can find one, it's going to take a little bit. But this is the silver lining, is that this was technically a rebuild.
Yes, this is exactly, and they look like a rebuilding team.
Okay, but you clinch the division at Thanksgiving. You start thinking maybe this team is built for other things. Also, you beat
the Ravens.
You have the
three worst owners in the NFL in your division.
Well,
except for Kraft.
You beat the Ravens.
I know. Thank you, weather.
I know. You probably will never give the Bills credit for that one. Let's get to Bogish. He's got headlines for us. Did the sun come up today? Do you have any idea about that?
I think it did. Have I seen it? I don't know. It's not Mark Andrews. It's technically not a drop in the truest sense of the word, but the Bills needed a play from their tight end yesterday at Arrowhead.
Allen will move his receiver, Shakir. Shotgun snap, drifting back 5. Here comes the blitz. He's hit as he throws. There's a wild pass downfield. Dropped and incomplete at the 35 to Kincaid on a dive. Incomplete to Kincaid at the 35 on a dive.
Kevin Harlan on a Westwood 1. Josh Allen under duress, throwing up a prayer. Dalton Kincaid almost answered it with a diving catch. Second fourth down failure of the fourth for Buffalo. The Chiefs didn't give the ball back, losing out a 32-29 win to make their third straight Super Bowl. For the Bills,
It's their fourth postseason loss to KC since 2021. Kincaid wishes he could have done more.
Josh made a hell of an attempt just to get the ball up there, and just sucks a lot not being able to bring it down.
Had Kincaid made the play, the Bills would have been nearing inside field goal range with 100 seconds left and multiple timeout. But it's the Chiefs who win their ninth consecutive playoff game, their 17th one-score game in a row. Patrick Mahomes accounting for 3 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts accounted for 4 in the Eagles' 55-23 rout of the
Commanders.
Those are the most points anyone has scored in a conference title game ever. It included 7 rushing touchdowns. Hurts had 3 of them. Here's his head coach, Nick Sirianni.
It's amazing how much doubt there is sometimes. I can't quite comprehend it because, you know, it doesn't look like people think it should look like, but the guy has been clutch. He's won a ton of football games, but you ran for this many yards. We don't care how we win.
This will be their second Super Bowl in 3 years. Saquon Barkley goes to his first after 15 carries, 118 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Can I tell you one reason I should probably be an Eagles assistant coach? I saw the fake punt coming from 10 miles away. Did you guys see that too? I'm like, we're 32 seconds into the 35. They're not punting. They're clearly trying something tricky, right? Did anyone else see that fake punt coming?
It was
best throw of the day, by the way, by Tress Way.
As it kept going on, it's like, they're not snapping the ball.
They're not snapping the ball. Like something's going on.
Everyone's visualizing it or really making sure, are we really doing this right now?
It was the weirdest play I've ever seen because I'm like, well, they're not snapping the ball. They're clearly doing a fake. I don't know what they could have done. It was a beautiful throw and a beautiful catch. But that made the game kind of interesting for a minute.
Definitely.
We've got coaching news this morning. The Seahawks are hiring Saints offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak for that same position. This means New Orleans will need a third OC in as many seasons. And Penn State is hiring Ohio State D coordinator Jim Knowles for that same position. He'll reportedly be the highest paid coordinator in the nation at $3.1 million annually.
Explain, Andrew Bogus.
I can't. Just
what
like Notre Dame
here?
Losing multiple O-linemen. Like, I guess somebody... At some point, there's not enough cash.
So it came down to money.
Has to.
That's a big deal.
But, like, when does it ever come down to money with Ohio State?
I don't know. That's exactly my point. Like, and also, as far as Jim Knowles, like, does he have a better chance to win at Ohio State?
Well, maybe he feels like he won, so now he can move on. Maybe here's the thing. Now the money's got to go to the players. If you're a collective... or you're the school or whatever, and you're trying to divvy up some pie, is like, well, do we need our defense coordinator? Do we actually need a defense? Is this what we're seeing?
Well, I mean, Ohio State's going to pay the players anyway. So there's no more money, or there's still tons and tons of money for them.
Oh, I would assume that there's as much money as they possibly need. You're going to get at Ohio State for the coaching staff, which...
Yeah. Right, and the players.
Well, we'll see what happens with this court case and whether or not they're going to get this sort of revenue share.
Even if there is a revenue share, they'll pile money on top of that revenue share and get more talent than anybody.
Yeah, this was bizarre to me. And also, who said that he wasn't at the parade?
Me. Yeah, he wasn't at the parade, which, like, I thought was a little weird.
That makes you think that this was not that amicable.
Yeah, and then ESPN reported that Ohio State extended an offer to Knowles that would have made him the highest paid coordinator in the country. I don't know if it was 3 whatever million, but it would have been more than the 2.5 that Wink Martindale and Blake Baker make. So... I mean, was he quabbling over $200,000? Like, where was the issue here? Something seems off to me.
By the way, not to dunk on Penn State, but, I mean, you've had great defensive coaches. Maybe bring in a better offensive coach.
They love their offensive coach, Colton Ickey. Yeah, they think that guy walks on water.
I know, but, like, Aller threw for, like, 120 yards. I don't look at this team and be like, oh, they're a defensive coordinator away from winning at all.
I love how Parloff's trying to get full credit for spotting an Eagles fake punt everyone in the world also spotted.
Oh, right. I said it as if, did you guys notice it too?
I posted it on Twitter. So I was like, how did they not see the fake punt? Yeah. Like, I feel like I played Madden enough to know that, yep, this is where the fake comes. And then there it was.
Can I do my Berman doing that highlight, which I saw?
Tress, no way with the pass.
No way, that's all we're getting?
That's Berman, what he did. Berman, that's literally what Berman did, I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't make that one up. That was him.
Better get his two-way authentication ready.
Yeah. Barlov's coming.
Yeah. Zay, you better buy your wife some flowers.
This is like Shohei's interpreter who's pretending to be Shohei Ohtani to rob him of millions and millions
money,
of dollars.
Sir.
Just bilk him out of tons of money.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Berman better watch his account.
Curious George Karloftis.
He's not a mobster.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's a football mobster. Yeah, he's a
it's
made
not Chris
man.
Bermione. He's not working in Jersey in waste management.
Curious.
The NBA was smart.
Sinister
just...
Chris Berman would just be the best. Like, he in real life, he's just Tony Soprano.
He'd just be the Penguin. He'd just be literally that character.
Imagine that. It's just he's out here just wreaking havoc. He's like presiding over some kind of drug ring, prostitutes, the whole deal.
I think you guys are actually a little blown away because it's not as bad as most of my impressions. You don't even know how to handle this.
It is.
We don't know how to handle it. That's true, but I don't think for the reason you just stated.
You know what we're doing? It's like, did you see yesterday during the Bills-Chiefs game, they brought Gene Steratore on camera, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And they asked him, well, so what do you think about replay assist? And he was like, you know, I get it. We want to get it right, but I don't love it. Pause. Romo goes, okay. That's how we feel after your impersonation. It's not really sure what to say.
Oh, come on. That was overly mean. Facts. I know you're lost for your team, but let's be nice here. I'm trying.
That's not helping either. You trying hard is also not making this any better. This is the one part where maybe more effort is not the answer. That's okay. Your team's going to the Super Bowl. My team's not.
Oh.
Where we're going to face Curious George Karloftis.
Yeah.
Not if I knock him off first.
Yeah. Cement shoes.
The NBA was smart. Just one game on the schedule yesterday competing with the NFL, but that game did feature one of the best the association has to offer.
Shawn Gilgeous-Alexander.
Whom?
Shawn Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh.
Shawn
Gilgeous-Alexander at 35 points for the Thunder in their 118-108 win in Portland.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, doesn't he mean Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
How do we have two people work here who have messed up this name?
And only one of them is going to be a GM of a professional football team.
No. Congratulations to Peter, by the way. He's going to be the GM for some... It's not Arena League, is it?
It's inside, but it's not the Arena League.
Sorry, it's a different Arena League. It's like a 7-on-7, I think. No punts, no kicks. I think it's all offense. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. It could be affordable for families. Take their kids.
You don't need to be nice. We have one Arena Football League. That's probably one too many.
I didn't even know that was still up and running.
This is the one in the mall in New Jersey?
I don't think so.
No, I think this is going to be at the Coliseum.
I thought this was the real Arena League. This isn't even the real Arena League.
No, it's a different one. But by the way, when it's possible we might get Andre Reed on to talk about this league.
Oh,
so
we'll
we do. No jokes.
Wait,
all right, guys, don't embarrass me.
This is definitely the one that had their Super Bowl in the mall. I remember this game.
Jeff Fisher came last year to talk to us about it.
No, I think that's a different league.
It was a different league.
That's the one we're talking about.
Oh, I thought that was the official league. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. The guy actually caught the winning touchdown in a Cinnabon.
Like, he had a Cinnabon in his hand and he squeezed him around the ball?
His momentum carried him out of bounds straight over the counter into the Cinnabon. It was the most delicious touchdown of all time.
It was the Philadelphia Soul against the New York Dragons.
And Saul Goodman at the register.
It was like the Philadelphia Foot Lockers versus the New Jersey K's Jewelers.
Yeah, you got to find which mall store would have the best athletes. Definitely the Foot Locker.
Got to be Foot Locker. Just the footwear alone, they puts them in front of the game.
I don't think those guys are passing drug tests, though. That's the problem.
There is no more collection of high people.
You're not talking about steroids.
not the steroid side. Not the performance enhancing.
Yeah, so just for the record...
Who's got the highest employees in the mall? Now that is a photo finish.
I don't know, the pizza shop.
Oh my God. The Sbarro's in the mall. No one is straight.
Hot topic though. That I think they're winning.
Remember Spencer Gifts?
Yeah, remember. That still exists.
Really?
No, it doesn't.
I would bet money that the mall by me in Long Island has a Spencer Gifts.
It smelled weird in there.
You know what you can get at Spencer's?
we know.
Oh, they sell bongs. Not when I was a kid. They didn't have bongs.
It's just a bunch of posters that under a black light have like mushrooms on them. Bless those people.
It's a couple of skimpy outfits as well.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They sell costumes. Let's put it that way.
They also sell t-shirts that say like, I'm not as drunk as you. Stuff like that.
Correct.
Yeah, they're winning this. They're winning this one.
I swear to drunk, I'm not God.
Do you remember as kids, you guys might have missed this, we got to go to break, but those pictures, the seeing eye pictures, we had to stare at them.
Yeah, yeah,
and the
yeah.
longer you did, like something would come out.
Yes, at Spencer's Gifts.
Spencer Gifts. Got to be super high.
Well, this is where Peter Schwartz is going to be scouting for his next tight end.
At the mall. All right, well, we blew that update because we got off topic. Are we letting Josh Allen off the hook? 855-212-4227. Let us know what you think. We're back in a minute. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, Super Bowl set. Chiefs, Eagles get a rematch of what was a really entertaining game. It's just a game I don't think anyone wanted a sequel to. But as long as we get a good game in the Super Bowl, that's important. Close game, fourth quarter. These two teams can deliver on that.
Well, actually, let me ask you a question. Having seen both games on Sunday, what matchup would you have wanted to see ideally? Would you want to see Eagles-Bills or Eagles or Bills-Commanders?
I mean, I wanted Bills-Commanders just because let's really cycle out some new blood here, get some new names and new faces into this big game.
I think in reality, though, Bills-Eagles would have been epic. That would have been a great matchup. I think the Commanders are not ready. I mean, look at their Commanders roster. That was also supposed to be a rebuilding year. I don't think they would have. I mean, it probably could have been Chiefs Commanders. The Chiefs definitely would have won that game.
I think so. Cody is in California. Good morning, Cody.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's on your mind, pal?
Hey, I was just going to talk about that Dalton Kincaid catch at the end. Well, it wasn't a catch, but it should have been. I don't know if you guys also noticed, but the ref threw a flag during that play and later picked it up. If he would have caught that, you guys think it would have been a controversial call?
You know, it's so funny, Cody, and I'm glad you brought it up. We were talking about it. Jim Nance clearly says there's a flag on the field. There's a flag on the field.
Well, I don't know if he said on the field. He said there's a flag.
Okay, well, where else would it be?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe the flag was in the script and it wasn't on the field.
Cody, I don't know. Listen, do you think if Dalton Kincaid would have caught that, you think they still would have called some kind of defensive pass interference, some kind of holding call on the Bills? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The offensive.
What would have happened?
Offensive pass interference.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Offensive pass interference. I think the referees would have called anything at any time. I don't think they would have cared. Like, listen, I'm not saying that you got to call the game that's on the field, right? But I think I think that the benefit of the doubt clearly goes to the Chiefs in that situation, if you're asking me.
It was just interesting to me. I seen that and I was like, that's kind of suspicious.
You know, the other part, though, and Cody, thank you for the phone call. Let's play this out like it is a script. Do you let Dalton Kincaid have that catch so that you set up a game-tying field goal, potentially?
Of course.
Yeah, right. That's the maximum drama.
Or the Bills, and honestly, one thing, game-tying field goal or go-ahead touchdown, you still have Patrick Mahomes with some time. If Patrick Mahomes had 30 seconds left and it was a tie game, would you even watch the last 30 seconds? Because you know what would happen.
Oh, man. Reeds in Indianapolis has a question we were all asking ourselves yesterday watching the Eagles-Commanders game. What's up, Reed?
Hey, kids, how you guys doing today? I know you guys are doing fine. But when the Commanders kept going outside yesterday, that game, did the referee say if they keep doing it, they can award them a score?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Reed, I think we all kind of found out about that together. It was, who was it, Pereira on the Fox call?
Yeah, who actually said it before the officials, which great call by him.
Well, that's weird. Were they going to award, the two-point score or what? I mean, I've never heard of them awarding a team a score.
Touchdown.
For a penalty.
Yeah, it was going to be a touchdown, Reed. And I think it was, and thank you for the call. They were going to call it like a personal, they were calling it like a personal foul. Yeah. And they can award a touchdown because the Commanders are trying to get a jump on the tush push. And they kept jumping over the line or encroachment, and the ball kept inching up to the goal line.
Right. There was nowhere to move the ball forward. At a certain point, it does make sense. Otherwise, a team could do that 45 times in a row until they get a false start.
Who are you blaming for the Bills falling short yet again to the Kansas City Chiefs? Is Josh Allen not getting the smoke that he deserves? Get to all that next. It's M&P.